T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So the hand sign that I just got from Lucas is either the hang loose Maui sign, or it means Tim Bontemps is on the phone. Same hand sign is used for both. Or maybe it means hang loose because we got Tim Bontemps to explain NBA free agency to us. Tim Bontemps of ESPN, we always appreciate you stopping on by. Damon Ratto and Kolsky. I guess the big news today, Kyle Lowry, the 3-year deal to Miami, as we thought would happen, has happened. Lonzo Ball, sign and trade to the Bulls is big. Chris Paul, 4 years, $120 million to stay in Phoenix. Wow, that's an awful lot of money in his year 40 year. What do you think so far today, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, so far, Damon, I think this has been about what I expected it to be. I was a little surprised that Chris Paul got the fourth year out of the Suns, but he certainly had some leverage in getting them to the NBA Finals for the first time in almost 30 years this past season. So, him getting back there makes sense for everybody. Kyle Lowry had been trending towards going to Miami for the past few days, and I think that makes a lot of sense. He's very good friends with Jimmy Butler. They've signed him to a max extension. The two of them are going to lead the Heat going forward with Bam Adebayo. And I think the Lonzo Ball move for the Bulls is a pretty good move. I really like the fit there with Zach LaVine. He's a really good defensive player next to LaVine, good floor spacer, shooter. Moves the ball, doesn't need the ball all the time. So I think that's a pretty good fit for a Bulls team that's trying to get back in the playoff picture in the East for the first time in a minute. So that's been interesting.
Based on a need for a salary fit, is there a name off the board today in the first 2 hours of NBA free agency that depressed Bob Myers a little bit, that thought, geez, that's a guy I really wanted? Is there a single name that could have been a Warrior that you think he's disappointed is already signed with someone else?
I don't think so. I mean, the Warriors are kind of in an interesting spot, right? I mean, it seems like they're going to get Andre Iguodala back. So that's one roster spot. But they don't have a lot of roster spots available right now. And, they have to, I think, make some decisions on trying to move some guys out if they want to bring some guys in, right? I mean, I think they've got 11, including their first-round picks, they've got 11 guys on guaranteed contracts. Damian Lee, I expect to be back. That's 12. If you have Iguodala, that's 13. And if they sign a second round pick to a contract, that's 14, right? And they're probably going to stay at 14 because of tax issues, I would guess. So that doesn't leave a lot of flexibility as of now to go add players. But I think that they'll get some as time goes by. And I think the Warriors feel confident they can go add some players. And look, the market that they're shopping in, the mid-level, tax MLE market and the minimum market, it's not necessarily going to have guys go flying off the board on the first day. Now, obviously, we've seen the Lakers go get some guys, getting Trevor Ariza, getting Wayne Ellington, getting Dwight Howard. I don't think any of those guys necessarily were going to make a lot of sense for the Warriors. Maybe Ariza, but him going back to LA makes more sense. And, Jeff Green maybe is a guy who would have made some sense for Golden State on a tax MLE. But I don't think they're going to give out multiple years to anybody. So I think him going to Denver makes a little more sense there. So, we'll see how it shakes out, but I would not be panicking if I was a Warriors fan. And I don't think Bob Myers is going to be either. Their free agency was always going to be a little longer road to run, given they have to kind of wait and see how the market settles out for some of these guys.
When you say a little longer, what are we talking about? 2 days, 5 days, 3 weeks? Do you have a gauge on when this market is going to peter out? Not just for them, but for everybody.
I would say by the end of the week, if I had to just guess. I mean, that's just me spitballing a guess, right? But I don't think it's going to take that long. I mean, there's not a lot of teams with cap space, right? And so you kind of knock them out first, and we've seen a lot of those teams lose their space today. And so once you knock them out, then it's really just a game of musical chairs with a mid-level exception around the league. and some rights guys. And that's when you start to plug holes pretty fast in terms of where guys can go and who's going where and how things are going. So I don't think it's – I mean, you never know. It could drag into next week, but the moratorium ends on the 6th. I think by then we'll have a pretty good sense of what the marketplace looks like and what the Warriors are going to wind up doing.
Of all the deals we've seen so far today, and maybe we should include in this Woj's report that Evan Fournier is about to sign a 4-year, $78 million deal with the Knicks. Have any of them made you go, wow, in terms of someone getting either a lot more or a lot less money than you expected?
Doug McDermott to the Spurs is a bit of a surprise at 3 for $42. I didn't necessarily see that one coming, but I think everything else has sort of kind of gone the way it was expected across the board. I haven't really seen anything happen that's been too shocking. Again, guys, we're talking about a marketplace where there's just not a lot of money available, right? So kind of along the same lines as how you go through and you plug in, you know, this team has used their mid-level exception, so they can't find anybody else, so now you go to the next team. Sort of the same exact thing with the cap space. There's only a few teams with money to spend, and if Kyle Lowry gets traded in a sign-and-trade to Miami and Goran Dragic goes back to Toronto, well, you take those two teams out of the cap space derby, right? You have Tim Hardaway sign with Dallas. That knocks their cap space out. You know, the Knicks have now signed Evan Fournier, and they re-signed Alec Burks and Nerlens Noel earlier. They're now out of the cap space derby, right? So you just kind of go around and kind of just cross things off. It's just like a jigsaw puzzle, really, over time. So things kind of have to go a certain way. And I think so far, again, they've largely been the way I think everybody sort of expected them to go.
Shams has just reported that Nicholas Batum has agreed to a 2-year deal to return to the Los Angeles Clippers. And that is officially the first piece of bad news, I think, for the Warriors and Bob Myers today. Don't you think, Tim?
Yes, I would agree with that. I was going to say before, I think the guy they'll be focused on is Nick Batum. If they could get him with the tax MLE, I think that's a guy they had interest in. That would be the first guy. You know, like I said, maybe Jeff Green, too, for sort of the similar reasons, right? Getting a 3-4 that can play either spot and give you some spacing and some ball handling. But I do think Batum was a guy they were interested in. I do think that's really the first guy that I think they'd look at and say, yeah, that's a disappointment that he is not going to be with the Warriors next season.
So who is the pivot to? If he was the top target, who should be second on Bob's list?
I'm honestly not sure, Damon, because I don't mean to harp on the same thing, but some of this is sort of just seeing where the market plays out, right? I think Golden State is in an advantageous position that they have a good market to play in and a good team to play for and a good situation to be in overall. But I think they might have to wait and see where some of these guys decide to go and how things shake out. And then I think from there kind of decide who to target with that money. So I don't think it's as simple as just go get this guy or go get that guy. I do think Batum was kind of an obvious fit, and I would have said Jeff Green, but now he's off the board too. So, you know, maybe Rudy Gay, if I was just trying to come up with a name off the top of my head, he might be an interesting fit. As another sort of combo forward who can score a little bit and space the floor. But I have not, to be honest, dug in on tax MLE guys to have a good sense of what's going on there. I've been more focused on the other end of the market as it begins to sort itself out first.
Is there a possibility, albeit slim, that the Warriors don't find a match here? Or will they get somebody, period?
I think they'll get somebody, but it wouldn't stun me either if they don't. I mean, I don't think they're going to necessarily go out and spend, you know, $20 million, which is what I think it would be for them to sign somebody with the tax MLE, unless they get somebody that they think is good, you know. But I also expect them to get somebody that they think is decent. I'd be surprised if they get shut out completely. I just don't see a scenario where they're left holding the bag without anything to show for it from that standpoint. I think they're one of the teams, along with the Lakers and the Nets, that people look at as a championship contender and a great market that people want to play in, for a coach people want to play for, and a city people want to live in. So I think you put all that together, and I'd be surprised if it doesn't work out for them in the end.
What, if anything, have you heard about Kelly Oubre's free agency?
I'm very curious to see what happens with Kelly coming back. I don't know what his marketplace is going to look like. I mean, there I guess could be some scenario where maybe he could come back to Golden State. I think that's very unlikely. But I think he's one of these guys that is going to have to sort of wait and see where the dust settles and where his situation lands. I think he and Spencer Dinwiddie and Dennis Schroeder are kind of the three leading candidates in that regard, and guys that, might have had visions of a little bit more grandeur than they're going to have. And I think they're going to have to wait and see where things settle before they can, you know, decide what's going to ultimately happen with them. So, he's one of the guys that I think has to kind of wait and see where those mid-level deals line up and see if he can't, either get a one-year deal to rebuild his value somewhere or find a home that makes sense for him for a couple of years or more.
Tim Bontemps here on 95.7 The Game, joining us on a very, very busy day for him. We thank you, as always, for your time, Tim. Kyle Lowry, the three-year rumored deal to Miami, becomes real today. We saw Jimmy Butler get maxed out, basically. What do you think of that backcourt, and is Miami closer to returning to the Eastern Conference Finals than you thought they might have been?
I mean, Kyle's the definition of a Heat player. I think he's a great fit there. He's very tight with Jimmy Butler. I think the two of them are going to be about as aligned as you can be. We've seen Jimmy have issues with teammates in the past, right? I mean, he's not going to have any issues with Kyle. They're incredibly close, so I think that makes sense. Kyle's a great shooter, tough defender, doesn't need the ball all the time. I think he's a good fit with Jimmy from that regard. Stylistically, they'll make sense. So I like the fit there a lot. Are they better than the teams at the top of the East? I'm not sure, but I think they're right in the mix. I mean, we saw the Nets are going to have – I think the Nets can be expected to probably have some injury issues again this year. They're going to be very thin. The Heat are certainly not going to be afraid of them like some other teams might be. The Sixers obviously have the Ben Simmons situation to sort out. And Milwaukee had a great season, but, you know, if the Heat are playing them with Kyle Lowry instead of Goran Dragic, that might be a different situation next season, right? Especially if the Bucks lose some players in this offseason. Like, we'll see if they keep PJ Tucker, for example. I certainly think that it's a big upgrade for Miami. And, you know, we'll see exactly what happens here moving forward in terms of their ability to contend at the top of the East. But they're already one of the four best teams in the East before. They certainly didn't get worse. Keep a Duncan Robinson and adding Kyle Lowry. It's a pretty good day for them, and they've got their full mid-level exception to go potentially add another guy to their roster as well, maybe to fill their power forward spot.
Is there anybody else that you can look at right now that nailed anything today? I mean, I realize it's not been an exciting market in terms of player movement, but were there any people who signed today that you thought might go somewhere else and that, having decided to return, make their teams either significantly better or as tough as they were before?
No, I don't think there's anything that's been too surprising so far. Like I said, the one thing that sort of came out of left field was McDermott going to San Antonio, which obviously isn't a landscape-changing move, right? I mean, I think other than that, things have generally gone to form. That's been the thing about free agency so far, is that it just hasn't really deviated from the script at all. You know, like the guys who were expected to change teams, like, you know, on Friday night, the Celtics traded for Josh Richardson. At that point, it was very clear they weren't going to sign Evan Fournier, right? The Knicks were one of a couple teams with cap space. It made sense he was going to go there. That's a good move for the Knicks. I think he's got a chance to really help them a lot. You saw in the playoffs, they struggled with offense. He's going to be a really good floor space you can create for other guys as well. He's a good fit next to RJ Barrett and Julius Randle with that Knicks team. But, yeah, I mean, I guess the Knicks just retaining these guys overall I think is a good thing. I mean, you see them signing all these players to three-year deals, Derrick Rose and Nerlens Noel, and I'm blanking on the other guy they signed, Alec Burks. It certainly seems like they'd be lining up to potentially be in position to go get a Karl Towns or Joel Embiid or somebody who becomes a free agent in a couple of years when all these guys' contracts expire. So far, it's sort of gone the way we all expected. And I think the guys that could maybe shake things up are the guys that are still left to be moved, whether it's Dinwiddie or Schroeder or DeMar DeRozan, who I think would be an interesting fit a couple of places. You know, those are the kind of guys that are kind of hanging out there waiting to find a landing spot. And I think they're the ones that if they end up on the right team could really make a difference compared to what's happened so far.
Two players we haven't mentioned yet that I'm just kind of curious, haven't heard much about. What do you know about Victor Oladipo and Otto Porter?
Both of those guys, I'm curious to see what happens. Porter's another guy that I think the good teams, whether it's Golden State or Brooklyn, again, this is not me reporting. Just his skill set as a forward who can guard both spots and shoot the ball is a fit that goes in a lot of places with good teams, whether it's the Lakers or the Nets or the Warriors or the Celtics or whatever. Victor Oladipo, I would expect, is going to go back to Miami on a cheap deal. I don't really know when he's going to be healthy because he had that, obviously had re-injured that quad tendon last spring. So I would guess he'll go back there on a cheap deal, but I'm not really sure what his market's going to be. He might even be a guy that waits and rehabs and maybe comes back mid-season and does a deal somewhere when he kind of sees what the landscape is, right? So I don't know what's going to happen with him, but unfortunately with the injuries he's had, I think it's sort of derailed Damon's fellow Hoosier from the kind of payday that he was expecting to get.
Hey, look, you know, there's been an exodus of Hoosiers to the Bay Area, football, baseball, why not basketball? Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate you joining us on a busy day for you, Tim. Take care.
Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Tim Bontemps, ESPN, all over the news. And during that conversation, the breaking news, the first real kind of punch to the Warriors' future plan, Nick Batum, who we know was the apple of their free agent eye last year and is probably the player that his name goes off in Bob Myers' head in terms of, here's a guy that was about to sign with us, heard that Klay Thompson tore his Achilles and decided to do something else. Nick Batum has decided to stay with the Clippers 2 years to return to L.A. That was definitely one of the desired free agent landing spots of the Golden State Warriors. It's not awful, but it's not good news either.
Go ahead.
Definitely a guy they would have been interested in. No question about that. It'll be interesting to see how much money the Clippers gave him, just in terms of, is this a situation where the deal was for money the Warriors could have offered, but the player preferred Los Angeles, all things being equal? Or is this a situation where, because they had his rights, they paid him more than the Warriors were able to offer him?
Alex Caruso is going to the Bulls.
He is. It's a big deal. 4-year, $37 million. And it's, I guess that tells you that he was not part of the Lakers' plans.
I thought he was a very interesting defensive piece for them, along with being a little bit a LeBron guy. I thought I thought Caruso was a little bit of a LeBron guy.
Apparently not as much of a LeBron guy as Russell Westbrook, but, you know, that's a good backup guard, can play both positions, defend probably three positions, surprising athlete, as we like to say about white guys who can jump. It's not a bad deal.
He's way too young. There will be more follicle sympathies put his way in the Midwest than there were on the West Coast, where everyone's like, you need a transplant, dude. There will be a little bit more consideration for the man in a Chicago uniform. I'll tell you, whatever whatever cap space the Knicks had, it's gone now. Derrick Rose, a 3-year, $43 million deal to return to the Knicks. This is on the piggyback of the news that Evan Fournier has agreed to a 4-year deal worth as much as $78 million to be with the New York Knicks. So there you go, New York Knicks getting Fournier and Rose back. That is Tom Thibodeau has them running wind sprints in his own mind right now.
That's how he got hurt. Damon, I have news that will brighten you up, though.
Yes.
Javi Baez has pulled up, and this is the description on Twitter, very lame in tonight's game.
Well, that's not exciting.
It's good news for Damon because it means that a former Cub will not be there to haunt them later in the year.
Well, the Cubs would have to be somewhere to be haunted later in the year, and they're going nowhere fast. But no, look, I like Javi. I don't want him to get hurt. But yeah, the Schadenfreude is real. Thank you very much for passing that along. I do feel just a little bit.
I understand how you.
Yeah,
think.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's. I'm at least 8% evil. I'll admit it. At least 7. Now that I'm a father, it's regressing. But sure.
Oh. I think that 8% number might be a tad low.
I'll just say this. Of all the former Cubs who are going to get hurt, let it be him and not Chris Bryant, who we know is nursing a little bit of a fragile hamstring in his final days and moments with the Cubs. But I also think that there was a little bit of a preventative non-playing. Like they prevented the injury from happening by not playing him down the stretch because they knew that there was a deal coming. Anyways, the NBA free agency continues, man. And I really, just to get back to what means most to the Warriors today, Batum off the board, I think, is the closest. Joe Lacob and Bob Myers are going to go to the parking lot to kick a tire. Like, that might be as angry as they get today with Nicholas Batum. And by the way, with Nicholas Batum now out of the plan, I'm not trading Eric Paschal.
I mean, your attachment to him is noble, but it sure seems to me like the Warriors are indifferent on whether they keep him or not.
You got to have some controllable salaries. It's a controllable, absorbable salary. I mean, getting more out of players you don't expect from is part of the plan this year. I mean, it is. It absolutely is. They're going to need Jordan Poole to take that step forward. A guy like Paschal could be a huge problem solver to what they weren't last year. Remember, he only played 40 games. Didn't have any chance to get a rhythm to his season last year. I think he's a good player. I think he's a winning player. I think he was the rare Warrior 2 years ago that you could even say borderline excelled in a dead-on-arrival type of situation. I like him. Is he the end-all, be-all of all your problems, basketball dreams? Of course not. Somebody says Victor Oladipo willing to take a minimum to join the Lakers. I'll believe that when I see it, because I don't think Victor Oladipo's got too many guaranteed big paydays in his future. I don't even know if he has one right now. Oladipo,
someone said that on our text line or
on
who?
The text Who's line. The... Yeah, it's a text line. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Victor Oladipo, I hate to say, he's damaged goods. There's just no other way to describe him. What he might have been and what he will be are two totally different things. He's damaged goods. And for the Golden State Warriors, when they're looking to who plunk down money in, they can't afford damaged goods.
Yeah, I it saddens me to say this, but I think his body has basically just announced its resignation. Too many things have happened too many ways, and I just don't know. Not that he, you know, he'll find something somewhere, but I think his days as even a moderately impactful player are probably done.
I hate to agree, but I do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably a little premature to say, but I agree with the bigger overall point with the Warriors, just in terms of, sure, someone out there could take a nice gamble on a 28, 29-year-old Victor Oladipo and hope he gets healthy. The Warriors got enough gambles that they'd much rather have someone who's maybe not likely to provide what a healthy Oladipo would, but is more likely to be available. That they need people who are very likely to be available.
Yeah. 2 years way, from now. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, by the way, with Caruso leaving for the Bulls, the longest tenured Laker is LeBron James.
Things happen quickly, don't they? Jeez, that didn't take very, very long.
Yeah, 3 years and he's the old hand in every way.
Text line asks, when is Andre Iguodala coming back? Look, Andre Iguodala feels... if you can have Andre Iguodala back in your locker room for a song, you do that. I think that's a guy. But does Andre Iguodala turn the Warriors into a better basketball team, theoretically more than in practical, actual on-court minutes, right? I mean, does anyone think Andre Iguodala has that much left to offer other than, like, the wisdom, the elder, the man who's been there, done that? It feels like the Warriors got a lot of those players already baked into the cake that they don't need to add him to the cake again.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to be – it's more like a David West deal than anything else, but I think they may have a full supply of David Wests.
Yeah, a full supply of David Wests. For what it's worth, Anthony Slater has just reported that Patty Mills is apparently also a target of the Warriors, so it may be a three-way chase, I suppose, for Patty Mills. I think we just – it's hard because we want answers, but other than the Nick Batum thing, which, again, it's hard to say – whether the Warriors were or were not involved and whether they even had the wherewithal to do what he got done with the Clippers, until we know the answer to that, like, I'm just, you know, I would caution people not to overreact to anything. There's still a lot of players potentially available. And remember, like, we're looking at lists of free agents, but if Kelly Oubre does end up in a sign and trade, that's going to be involving players who are not free agents, which sort of opens the door to a whole list of other guys that we might not even be thinking about. So
right.
As hard as it is, I think all we can really say as it pertains to what the Warriors are or are not involved in or doing right now is we're going to have to wait and see.
Let me just squash the concern of, you know, what if the Warriors don't do anything today? Well, there's tomorrow, and then there's the day after that. And then there's the one after that. And then there's the beginning of next season. There is the trade deadline of next season. There is next year's off season. You know, the Steph Curry rumor that they're working out a 4-year, $215 million extension means that the Warriors have much more than 1 year of competitive basketball remaining in them. And I think that that's why they're conducting business the way they are. Today's best option might be dwarfed by the option that, like Matt just said, you're not even thinking about right now because A, it hasn't happened, or B, the player hasn't been identified, or C, go 6 more months down the road and now this player is upset because another player did something in practice that changes his feelings about that organization. If you don't like the way the wind is blowing, just wait 10 minutes in the NBA. Things change quickly. The player who is happy today is angry and wants out tomorrow. So jumping at the best opportunity today might not be the right decision.
Yeah, the only way that becomes a concern is if free agency ends today.
Right.
It just started today. I mean,
yeah.
And you know what else? There's also a draft next year. There's a season before that. There's a season after that. Calm down.
Patience.
Right.
There's no hurry.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would advocate everyone being patient for like years, but certainly for the week, I think is a reasonable ask. And, you know, look, I'll from my perspective, if we get to the end of the week and the Warriors have done literally nothing, like, I know I'll be disappointed. So I'm not saying they've succeeded. They certainly have not. Nothing has happened yet, but I think the fact that nothing has happened yet does not necessarily mean or prove all that much.
Right. 2 hours and 27 minutes into free agency. Some people want to give the Warriors an F. The only grade you can give is an incomplete. Session is not over. Class is still in session.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and look, it is disappointing that Batum is no longer in class, right? Because that's a guy that you could – you could see the clear fit. It made so much sense in a lot of ways. But here's the thing. If Nicholas Batum finished the season and said to himself, boy, I loved it here. If the Clippers will have me, I just want to stay here as long as I can. then there was probably nothing the Warriors could do to get him to come here, you know? And on the other hand, if he was listening to offers and the Warriors didn't make one, you know, then maybe we have a criticism. So until we get a clearer picture of what happened, or at least the value of his contract, I'm not going to get too exercised over that part either.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's free agency requires that player goes to a place that he wants to go to, and that the place that he wants to go to wants him. And if Nicholas Batum wasn't interested in the Warriors, then he's not interested in the Warriors, and no amount of sweet talking is going to change that. So it's not necessarily any kind of failure of Bob Myers. It just maybe just some guys don't want to be here for whatever reason, or would rather be somewhere else.
I do think there's an interesting page of that book, though. Specifically, part of the Warriors' stated plan involved adding veterans, whether you want to call them ring chasers or whatever. It involved using what little financial flexibility they have to add guys who matter. And if it turns out that none of the guys who matter want to come here, I think we have to look at the decision to take two teenagers in the draft and wonder if that is part of why guys might not have wanted to come here. Now, again, I don't know if this is what is happening or what has happened or not. But if, for example, and we'll never know for sure, but if we found out somehow through some report, hey, you know, like they had talks with all these guys and just the veterans they wanted expressed concern that they would be able to compete with three teenagers on the roster, then I think it's fair to make the criticism that the Warriors' plan was not very good, right? Because that was part of the plan. Part of the plan was, yeah, we're taking these teenagers, but we're going to be able to add veterans in free agency. So we're not counting on too much from the teenagers right away. It's just our way of adding depth and also protecting ourselves for the future. And I'm fully on board with that plan, but if it turns out the fact that you had teenagers made it impossible to execute the other part of the plan, then we have to admit that it was not a very well-considered plan. So again, patience for the rest of the week is definitely in order, but I do think we can have an interesting conversation about how well their plan is working once we see what they do or do not accomplish in this free agency period.
Yeah, by next Tuesday, it's their ass.
888-957-9570 is the number. Anton Sonoma, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello.
Hey, guys. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I mean, I don't know. I got a couple thoughts. I look at today as a complete failure, in my opinion. I mean, obviously, we got days to go, but are players looking at it like, well, we don't want to sit on the perimeter and wait for Steph Curry to come off of a triple screen and then give it to him, and then he doesn't shoot it, and then we got to do a back cut or something like. I'm just curious because if you look at Nicholas Batum, he fits perfectly with what they're trying to do, right? When Curry's out of the game or even when Curry's in the game, his three-point shot is excellent. Or the other thought I had was, you know, Curry really, you know, his lifestyle, him and Klay Thompson, they're kind of weird guys. They're like family men. And most of the guys that are on the block are mostly single men running around. So I'm just curious
we got to stop. I don't know how – are you familiar with who Klay Thompson is? We're going family man. He's not out on the scene. Klay Thompson is not out there.
Crushing, like, what are we doing? Waves.
I don't know. Look, and by the way, let's entertain those absurd thoughts for 1 second. Let's say the caller is right, and what's turning off veteran free agents who allegedly understand basketball is Steph Curry runs too much and doesn't go out enough. So what should they have done? Trade Steph Curry so that they could get someone that people would be more interested in playing with? Like, what exactly is the advice to fix the problem that you're saying people don't want to play with Steph Curry? How do you fix that?
You don't. Because here's
how
the deal.
If
you don't want to play with Steph Curry, you ain't coming to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah,
end of story.
You weren't
full
interested
stop.
To begin with, and you weren't worth chasing. I mean, that seems
pretty good. I don't understand. I don't understand that thought process at all. If guys don't want to play with Steph Curry, good luck to them out in the world. They're not going to ever be here.
Look, here's the thing. I do understand the thought process. It doesn't mean it's right, but the thought process is, hey, y'all want to come be a wild swinging Golden State? What are you, I want to be a swinging NBA player. All right, well, look at it this way. Then you should totally come to the Warriors because they got these teenagers who are going to be totally ready to party. Wiseman's going to turn 21 at some point next year. That's going to be a hell of a night. You've also got the number one dog in the room is off the board, which means that guy's not going to be you're not going to have to settle for Steph Curry's rebounds on the road because he ain't even playing the game that you're talking about playing in. I mean, Klay Thompson's got to be the single greatest wingman of all time in terms of let's go out and meet these fine situation tonight. I mean, the Warriors used to be a little bit of the, well, these guys are a little bit married up and maybe a little bit teetotalers on the road. Not the young, swinging, hip Golden State Warriors. We're going to be, you know, you'd be smuggling Moody into clubs because he's only 19. Kuminga going into clubs underneath a tarp.
I don't know. I've always thought that teams that don't run around at night usually don't do as well as teams that don't. You can run around at night, but you can't have everybody doing it. And if the best player on your team is a guy who doesn't run around, then don't invite him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. We want, you know what you want? You want to be in the club getting digits, and Steph is in the hotel getting Z's and getting a great night rest. That's what you're looking for.
Is that real? Really believe
it's not real.
That
it's
free agents. I'm exhausted.
Partying and being cool is a part of the NBA experience. You can do it anywhere, it's readily available. The amount of fun that is waiting behind the red velvet rope for bums in this league is something that you can hardly consider, much less who are...
Nick Batum, the guy everyone's all freaking out about, signed with Kawhi Leonard's team. So you're saying it's because of Kawhi's super gregarious and engaging personality and how he parties with his teammates all the time? Like, what are we doing?
It's Pat Beverly.
I got to give full credit to the text line. Just saying, look, if you're needing a magnet to party, it's time to get Beadrinch back on the roster.
Amen to that.
Beadrinch, all party.
Assistant coach.
No free throws.
Doug Christie's back with the Kings. You can't go home again. Andres, we need you.
I don't know. Those are two lifestyles that run in absolutely opposite directions.
Yeah, speaking of not fun at parties, let's bring out the – have you met Doug Christie's wife?
Whoa, okay.
Well, no, she used to we all know the stories. I mean, she's a lovely woman, but let's just say she's very, very observant of every minute of her husband's free time and where it might be.
She has thoughts, and she's not afraid of sharing them.
Kind of like Nick Bosa's girlfriend, which is another.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, let's get to just a couple of other things because we have rightfully so been marinating deeply in NBA free agency. There's a big baseball game for the San Francisco Giants coming up a little bit later on tonight. Tony DeSclafani is making a big start tonight. It's just the Diamondbacks. It was just the Pittsburgh Pirates. Everyone remember that? So you don't want to lose to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and you certainly don't want to lose tonight because the degree of difficulty probably goes up a little bit tomorrow. If you'd like a throwback game, you're getting one tomorrow night. Tomorrow we have scheduled Johnny Cueto against Madison Bumgarner. That is the scheduled matchup tomorrow night as the Giants are going to be playing 6 of their next 9 games against the Diamondbacks. They've got 4 on the road. Then they're heading to Milwaukee for 3. The Brewers are a really good baseball team. That'll be an interest. I mean, the test of the Dodgers, then the test of the Astros, followed by the test of the Brewers after what looks to be easy sailing against the Diamondbacks. This is an important stretch. They're all important stretches when you're in first place trying to hold off a mega team.
Two pieces of relevant news related to first Madison Bumgarner. Gabe Kapler announced by saying, sorry, that sucks, but Buster Posey not going to be in the lineup tomorrow. So we will not get the long-awaited Posey bum showdown, unfortunately. Sad, sad story. In brighter news, well, I shouldn't say it that way. In equally sad news, but for different people, Josh Hader just got put on the COVID list, which means he will not be available for the Brewers when the Giants visit.
That's significant.
That helps a lot.
Look, you're not, you know, you want to play everybody at even strength, and you never want to wish COVID or injuries on anybody. But yeah, sure, if it's a break, and you'll take it.
That's right.
Yeah, and truth be told, most people say that and don't believe it. All right, we got a break here. This is fabulous. I mean, fans are never as noble as we want them to be. Oh, by the way, JaVale McGee just signed with Phoenix.
Another interesting Giants thing to watch. Tommy La Stella and Brandon Belt are both nearing the end of their rehab assignments. So how this roster shuffle, thank you very much, will work out is kind of interesting. I mean, who do the Giants send down to bring up La Stella and Belt, and then soon thereafter, Evan Longoria?
I hope it's not Lamont Wade Jr., because I like that guy. Yeah. I really like him. And Darren Ruff isn't going anywhere. Darren Ruff is just fuego.
As long as it's not Alex Dickerson, right, guys?
Yeah.
I don't want to say that or hear that either.
Well, then I guess they'll get to carry 28 guys.
He's a candidate. He's a candidate. We know that. We see that. He's a candidate. He's also a great conversation. How about this? I hope we get to talk to him no matter what happens. But he is a candidate for that. There is very little doubt there. So stick around. Much, much more coming up in a short segment because it's been a busy day of news. We'll see what happens during a real quick break as we come on back to tip our cap on Damon Ratto and Kolsky on a day that is the NBA free agency. Green flag is dropped. We are off to the races. Brought to you by Stanford Healthcare.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky continues on 95.7 The Game.
NBA free agency. It's been on officially since 3 o'clock our time this afternoon. I guess the big stories today, we kind of knew about the biggest, Kyle Lowry, a 3-year deal to join the Miami Heat. Chris Paul, 4 years, $120 million after opting out of his final $44 million player option year. He's got $120 million over four to come back with the Phoenix Suns. JaVale McGee is signing with the Phoenix Suns. Lonzo Ball, sign and trade to the Chicago Bulls. Wayne Ellington Jr. and Trevor Ariza both getting one-year deals with the Lakers. Whole bunch of things happening. You got a couple slices of news for us, Lucas, while we were quickly away to break. What do you got?
I do. Three pieces of big man news. Center Daniel Tice has agreed to a 4-year, $36 million deal to join the Rockets.
Again, another name that was kind of attached to the Warriors but was too expensive. That was not going to happen.
Yeah, he gets a 4-year deal. Cody Zeller has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Portland Trailblazers. I'm sure that's enough to keep Dame around. Don't know the money number there. And then one other, Trey Lyles, has reached an agreement with the Detroit Pistons. Another big stretch four kind of guy going to the Pistons.
A couple of other things that happened. The Knicks, Wayne Ellington has a deal now. Evan Fournier has a deal now joining the Knicks. Derrick Rose is staying with the Knicks for a pretty hefty contract. So their cap space has kind of been soaked up in a few moves alone right there. And it's been a good day. It's been a fun day. It hasn't been much of a day for the Golden State Warriors with the bad news that Nicholas Batum, who seemed like a economic fit, a salary fit, and a spiritual fit, a basketball fit, is not leaving the Clippers. Nicholas Batum stays with the Clippers, and concerning the Golden State Warriors, that's their biggest piece of news nearly 3 hours into free agency, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know if Bob's going to be doing much after dinner, so I suspect that this is what we'll be looking at tomorrow when we get back to work.
Yeah, quite possibly. I do think there it's more likely that stuff involving the Warriors or stuff that affects the Warriors more directly could happen in the next, 20 hours. That to me was always the sweet spot, unfortunately for us, was from around the time we got off the air to around the time we get back on tomorrow. So I don't think Warrior fans should overreact. There's still plenty of guys out there that would help this team, and like everyone we've talked to has said, and like I think all three of us believe, they're going to end up with somebody, and we'll react to it when we see who that is.
Are we worried that the show is not going to be able to sign a free agent contract because the three of us are old married fuddy-duddies who don't go out and party it up anymore?
I do, but I've always thought that. And besides, old fuddy-duddies are on the market a lot now. Ric Flair just got his release from WWE, so he's on the market again.
Woo!
I mean, I think a woo here or there could add to the show.
Absolutely.
And a 75-year-old wrestler, why not?
We go to
what
Rich.
Do you think he's looking for financially?
just think of our robe game. the ring entrance robes on all of a sudden. Oh, the show could be gorgeous. Too bad it's a radio show and you wouldn't be able to enjoy Ray, Matt, and I coming to the microphone 5 days a week, stripping off the robe into our wrestling gear. We've already gone too far. This is Rich in Fremont. Yeah. Rich, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I just want to respond to that last caller talking about guys don't want to come here and we getting an F. Look, at the end of the day, we need to understand. You're talking about, in the top five successful organizations in the NBA, and it's one of the reasons why is because the brain trust in the front office, when they get ready to make a decision, it's calculated, okay? They're not just going to go and grab some fly-by-night, decision. They're going to look at what's going to really help the team. And that's the reason why, even though we may think it is a delay, we don't run this team. We sit back and enjoy it. I think that guy's talking about people don't want to play here. Dude, it's Steph Curry. Come on. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Look, I tweeted over the weekend that there is an element of the Warriors fan base that is incredibly nouveau riche. And it feels like that they, Ray, you even alluded to this last week. There are some people who got on board when Curry went to that very first NBA Finals. Like, that was their lean forward moment. You know, for some of these guys, find out when their Twitch channels or whatever they do online. Like, I guarantee you very few of them had that start in 1991. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many lean years that have been so forgotten, and the complaints about how Joe Lacob is, well, he might as well just be the GM. He is some cantankerous owner, and you can see that the Alan Smilagic failure is a clear indictment of what they are not. Here is what Joe Lacob is. He is the single greatest owner in the history of the Golden State Warriors, and he is quickly bumping up against Eddie D himself as the greatest owner in the history of Bay Area sports. And that is not kissing rear end. That is reality. That is the change in the Golden State Warriors, who did not matter in the basketball universe and are now one of the most expensive and valuable sports brands across all sports in the world. The impossible happened under Joe Lacob's watch.
And I would add to that, that there's this idea that, well, that was when he was listening to Jerry West, but then he kicked Jerry West out, and now he's telling Bob Myers to do things that Bob Myers doesn't even want to do. Like, that's possible, you know, but having been around all those guys more than most of the people commenting on it, I think it's highly unlikely.
Who's Jerry West with now?
The Clippers.
And how many titles have they won?
Seven.
None.
All right, then. What are we talking about? You know, I mean, like,
if the Clippers have done nice things, but that's not the point. Whether West was a good employee or not, and whether he left because of disagreements with Joe or not, just the notion that the only one who could ever think that drafting talented young players when you have Steph Curry is a good idea is a psychopathic owner who doesn't have the best interests of the team in mind. Like, it's a crazy sort of conspiracy theory. It really is. And that, to me, is the craziest part of this, that, like, that after what you've witnessed, that is what you think is going on here. It confuses me, quite honestly.
The nouveau riche.
It's the notion that something spectacular must happen to your favorite team every 3 weeks. Otherwise, everybody's taking a nap and they're not paying attention. No team has ever functioned that way, ever. You know, when the Lakers were at their zenith, the most number of extraordinary players they ever had on a team at any time was three, which means that three times in an era, they nailed it. The Warriors have kind of done that. And the fact that it's been 2 years since they've had another parade is clearly it's a short attention span problem more than it is anything else. It's just, why do you mean we don't get to win every game, even ones we don't play? Because shut up, that's why.
What a perfect note to end on. Thank you very much for Ray and Matt. Great stuff. Thank you back in the studio, Lucas, Grandy Maldonado. We thank Peter King and Tim Bontemps for joining us today. Stick around. Much more free agency tracking coming up next on The Final Word here on 95.7 The Game. Until we talk to you again at 2 o'clock tomorrow, please do remember that sports don't build character. They reveal it.
And like that, he's gone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.